Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Bob Moses, the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce Director. And Bob, we're talking about the 75th annual ice fishery. I can't believe it's 75 years already.
I can't either, Cody, and we are so excited about actually really hyping it up this year as a 75th. We've added more things for the weekend. We've done more promotion. We've elevated, you know, our grand raffle prize this year, which is a Ranger Crew. We have another second raffle with the grand first place prize is $1,000 in cash. But we're really proud as a community, and I'm only speaking on behalf of the community, not the chamber, because there have been so many other organizations that have been a part of this for the last 75 years that have really, you know, brought it to this level. So we're just glad that we now have the opportunity to really make it a huge success this year.
Yeah, and even added a day going into Thursday now as well with the dart tournament kicking things off.
Yeah, we are going to actually meet everybody on Thursday at the Crooked Oar, January 30th, for our hopefully what will be our first annual dart tournament. Registration will be at 5 p.m. The tournament will begin at 6, and we'll have the awards ceremony at the Crooked Oar at 9 p.m. on Thursday night.
Yeah, and then it rolls right into Friday with some of the same festivities we had last year that must have gone over pretty well because they're back once again.
You know, everybody really enjoys taking Friday afternoon off. They head over to the Crooked Oar for the Euchre tournament. Okay, Euchre's huge. It's a good time. A lot of people participate. Registration for the Euchre tournament will be at 5 p.m., and then the tournament will begin at 6. And then we're going to roll right in then to, we will have a meat and gun raffle throughout the entire evening on Friday. And then also we're going to have a silent auction this year. We have five great items that we're going to actually include in the silent auction. And then as things start to wind down a little, we're going to bring Greg Webster on board, and he's going to provide some live music from 7 until 10 p.m.
That's awesome there. And then you get to the stuff everybody's waiting for as far as the actual fishing that's going on that happens on Saturday morning.
You know, that's true. And, you know, if you are at the bar on Thursday night and Friday night, you'll probably want to start Saturday with a good breakfast.
Yes,
okay?
Of course.
So Melissa will be there. She's going to be serving breakfast at 7 a.m. And then the weigh-ins for the fishing tournament will begin at 8, and then we'll run from 8 until 5. The events throughout the day will actually begin at 8 and end at 5. A couple things we're adding new this year is it's a curling contest. And the curling contest registration will be at 10 a.m., and matches will be from 11 to 5 p.m. And that event is going to be held on St. Farrell Island by the Fireman's Shelter. This is something new that we're really excited about, that we are collaborating with the Eagles Club this year, and they are in charge of pulling that together. And I think it's something that we like to include every year as an annual event to coincide with the fishery. So that's exciting. Gun raffle will be all day, as well as a silent auction. And then as things kind of wind down for the day, Mitch Lau and the Barflies and Girls will be performing from 8 until midnight on Saturday.
Awesome there. And then it continues into Sunday as well. The weekend isn't over, right? But we get some more breakfast to get your back started up again.
Exactly. That's when the excitement happens, because that's when we'll do all of our drawings for all of our grand raffle prize and our other second raffle. Breakfast again, thanks to Melissa at the Crooked Oar, 7 a.m. Fishing begins at 8, and weigh-ins will go from 8 a.m. till 2. Around 2:30, that's when we'll start awarding prizes for the different fishing categories. And then we'll actually finish it up around 3 with all the other awards, ceremonies, and raffles.
Yeah, it's a 4 days, ton of events going on. It's something for everybody, whether you're good at darts, you're good at euchre, you want to try out curling, you're going there for the fishing, you want to just enjoy some live local music that we are so blessed to have in this area.
And we really are. And something else that we're really blessed with, Cody, is the number of sponsors that have really stepped up to the plate this year. When I approached many of our sponsors, I wanted to let them know that we are really hyping it up this year. There is a commercial that is airing in Iowa in two markets, as well as up in La Crosse and Eau Claire, just promoting the 75th annual. But I want to give a shout out to our premier sponsors, Cooley Auto out of La Crosse, the Crooked Oar, and obviously the Prairie du Chien Chamber and Tourism Council. We also have Pink's Automotive, Philbach Automotive, Marine Credit Union. Piggly Wiggly has been a huge supporter of this. Greenmore Marine, People's State Bank, Prairie Motorsports, Walmart's, Spring Lake Inn, and Bass Pro. So everyone has really collaborated to make this one of our best fisheries we can have. And as you know, and I say this all the time, we could not do what we do without our members and our sponsors. So congratulations to them, and we really appreciate their faith enough us as a chamber to pull this off.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, you have those commercials running. We're talking about it here. You have posters all around town. If folks need any more information, can they just contact the chamber? Are they contacting the cricket, or who do you want them to reach out to?
That's a very good question. If you go to the Prairie du Chien area website at www.prairiedechien.org, we have actually everything online.
Okay.
You can purchase your raffle tickets. We also have sweatshirts that you can buy celebrating our 75th annual ice fishery. I'm hoping also, Cody, people had a chance to take a look at the recent Courier Presses. I'm working with the Courier Press to actually have them have an article from each decade of when it first started in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and so forth until the weekend event. So that's another way of actually hyping up more on just reading all the great things that happened in the 1950s when this really started.
Yeah, we could see with the biggest fish caught exactly. back then and what they're going to be, this year as well.
It's pretty awesome.
So we got the 75th annual ice fishery coming up here January 30th through February 2nd. That's a Thursday through Sunday. Most of the events happening out at the Crooked Oar. We'll have the curling contest happening at the Fireman's Shelter down on St. Ferrio Island. The good news is we'll be talking a lot about this event coming up here the next couple of weeks, and it's all over social media, online, on your TV. You can't miss it. It's going to be a fun couple of days.
It's everywhere.
There it is. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Cody.